And I'm joined in studio now by Liam Horan, who is CEO with Slenua Careers for our weekly career slot. Liam, thanks very much for coming in.
You're very welcome, Anne-Marie.
Now, I have a query here from a listener that they emailed in to us. And it says, I'm going for a middle management interview with the group business development manager. We don't really get on, mainly because I disagree with how he goes about his business. To be blunt about it, he'd sell his granny. I want the job, but I'm not sure how I should handle the fact that I do things differently. Have you any suggestions for me? And that's sent in by email from a listener, and they just gave their initials as LR.
Yeah, it's a very broad question, Anne-Marie. And in fact, I consulted two of my colleagues, Mark McDonald, who runs our Dublin North office, and Mary O'Brien Killeen, who runs our Clare Morris office, as to how they would handle that question. Mark's view was that, you know, if you feel this way about the group business development manager, chances are they feel the same way as well. People tend to know the nature of relationships they have in the workplace. So there might be no need to, in some ways, disguise that or try to deny that. And in fact, what Mark's advice was, and I would agree with him, the best way to approach the interview is to strongly articulate how everything you do will be done for the betterment of the organisation, to meet their goals, their objectives, to help grow the business. Show that you're willing to listen, consider new ideas of doing new ways of doing business. Convince this manager, who may be suspicious of you for the reasons outlined in the question, that you're a collaborative team player and that you can put personalities to one side and, you know, do what's best for the business. And ultimately, what matters in a business is the success you achieve in reaching targets, which are sales targets, various other types of targets, new territory targets, perhaps cost management, things like that. So in the interview, Mark's strong advice was put the focus on that, on what really matters. Take the emotion or the personality or something like that out of it and focus on that and see can that be something that will encourage the interview panel to select you. You know, a different opinion is no harm in a business, and a good business is well able to house different opinions, but you need to show that that's in its proper place, it's in perspective, and that overall that you accept that all of you are there for the same reason, to try and make the business better and make it stronger. So that was Mark's advice. Mary O'Brien Killeen, our Clamoris office, said that she wouldn't focus on how the other person sells. It's your interview, it's not theirs. You're selling yourself as a salesperson, and that you should focus on that very much, that the style somebody else has for doing things need not be your style, and not to try and force yourself into being that person. So if they ask you how might you do things differently, you can talk about the sales techniques that have worked for you, how you feel they would work in the new role, and in that way you don't have to disagree with the past incumbent or disagree with the methods of the group business development manager. So, you know, to really focus on what you're bringing to the party, what your strengths are, what you do in terms of customer service and follow-up and all of that, and focus on how you'll do that in the new role. It's difficult sometimes going for work in your existing company because you can get sucked into the politics and the personalities and lose sight of the overall objective, whereas people coming in from the outside frequently have the advantage of not knowing those that politics or those personality clashes, and they can do a better interview. So what I would say to LR, incorporating what Mark and Mary said, is really focus on doing the best interview you can do, claim the right to do so, even though you're not fully sold on the person who may be interviewing you. It's your interview, you've got to claim that right.
And just with work in general, like you said, that personalities do clash and that's inevitable in a business, but professionalism has to come first. What would you advise somebody, just how to be professional ahead of personal differences?
Well, it's kind of tied up with that whole conflict resolution question. And the challenge for all of us in the workplace is to try and rise above the personalities and try to see the things from the other person's side and see is there a common goal. And the trick, as far as I, in terms of what I believe, is to remove the personality moments, if possible, avoid those clashes where people say things they might later regret and that can't be unsaid, and try to focus in some way on the issue. People who work in conflict resolution and conflict avoidance talk about writing down the points at issue. You know, what are you trying to do here? What am I trying to do here? And generally people won't say, I'm trying to get my way. They will say, I believe we're better off doing something this way. So then you're arguing about something external to yourselves. You're arguing about a concept or an approach, and that's much more beneficial and much more productive. So there's an onus on all of us. We sometimes think that the personality clash is the other person's fault. It can be our fault as well. And I know when I worked in jobs, on occasions I had to get advice and, okay, how do I handle this person? They're different to me. They have a different way of doing things. If I keep doing it my way, we are destined to have a head-on collision. So you've got to take a lot of responsibility as well. The problem is not always somebody else. As the Incredible Hulk said, the problem might well be you.
Liam Horan, CEO, Whitsley Nua Careers, thanks a million for coming in to us here on The Grapevine on CRCFM. And if any listeners do ever have any interview questions or any career queries in general, we have a career slot here every Monday on The Grapevine. You can just text us on 087-935-0043, call us on 094-902-5555, or email info@crcfm.ie, and we will get those questions to Whitsley Nua Careers. Thank you for coming in.